Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
War has broken out in the Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot as roughly 3 million people try to flee Russian hostility. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the hastened UN emergency meeting last night.
Russia has brought its people, the Ukrainian people, and the world to the brink of a conflict that will produce an untold amount of human suffering. Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden has condemned Putin's deadly actions in Ukraine and vowed to unload severe sanctions against Russia and its leadership sometime Thursday. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Two lead investigators against President Trump and his business dealings in New York State have suddenly resigned, indicating the investigation against Trump could be over.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignations to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Reports out of the White House say an Iran nuclear deal could be reached soon. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed Biden's stance on Iran as weak. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Diplomacy and the threat of sanctions have failed in Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot, as roughly 3 million people are trying to flee the bombardments. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Rick Grenell on Newsmax says that former Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany are at fault for this, emboldening Russia with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline plans. But more importantly,
we should all be saying a prayer for the people of Ukraine. This is a needless war. It should not be happening. And I blame the Germans for showing how weak they were going to be on the world stage, certainly encouraging NATO members to not help Ukraine, certainly telling the Ukrainian government to take NATO membership off the options list, to give in to the Russians. The weakness that the Germans have created has really caused this rewriting of borders in Europe.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? But thank you for joining in because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to save this democracy sincerely. Not the way that you hear from the political pundits, but the way the common folk, the everyday American sees the danger that we're in right now. With us right now is a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Pretty well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. We seem to be in a lot of trouble here. And, you know, a lot of, you know, we're getting a lot of echo chamber echoes, you know, that's going on. But somehow we got to find a way to knock the walls down to where we can talk across the divide and be able to reason together. What's your forecast on that?
What's my forecast on people learning to more rationally come together?
Yes.
Well, I mean, in the short term, it's pretty easy to joke around and say, well, the forecast is pretty bad.
Yeah.
At some point, I don't think the current climate can continue forever. I mean, there's a great deal of polarization, and as we've talked before, a lot of it, if you're looking at some of Black Lives Matter's claims, for example, or even QAnon's on the other side, is driven by beliefs that aren't true. So at some point, I think people are going to turn back to science or perhaps their faith tradition or something like this, and you'll see a bit less conflict. But I don't know if this is going to diffuse anytime soon. Media, social media, so on, aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, it seems to me that there is this nefarious force underlying and driving this. It's demonstrated with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, but I believe there's a layer below that that's kind of fanning the flames. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, well, in terms of the actions of movements like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I mean, those are only possible in the context of broader social patterns. I mean, to some extent, you have to ask the question, where is the money coming from?
Exactly.
And this may be what you're getting at. I mean, I recently wrote a piece making the point that Black Lives Matter has received something like $11 billion in donations over the past couple of years, and nobody really seems to know where the money went.
Mm-hmm.
There also has to be what you could call social toleration. So, I mean, for almost a year in 2020, we saw mobs of people destroying large areas of major cities. I mean, in Portland, there were something like 120 straight days of rioting. So someone has to make the call there that the police officers don't just go in with the rubber bullets and, you know, the pepper batons and so on down the line and clear the streets. So, yeah, there was a decision made by a number of pretty influential people to let this go on. I mean, Black Lives Matter was the darling of much of America for a while, much of left-leaning America, at least.
Right. And then, of course, we got news last night of a BLM chapter spending $100,000 to bail out a Kentucky activist charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, this is what this bill is one of the wildest stories I've seen in a while. So I actually knew some of the people involved here, at least casually. I mean, I'm obviously a teacher and businessman in Frankfort and in Louisville. I have a house at Frankfort Farm in Louisville. This happened in Louisville. What happened was that Quintez Brown, who was a former reporter for the major paper in town, the Louisville Courier-Journal, Louisville city of 2+ million people, tried to shoot the mayor, or the likely mayor, Greenberg. He went into his office with a loaded semi-automatic handgun, opened fire on him, and apparently he hadn't been going to the range much. He missed every shot. But the mayor was terrified, nearly killed. This guy runs out. He's arrested by the police, of course, because it's pretty obvious what it happened. It's a pretty high-profile crime.
Right.
And, yeah, the local chapter of Black Lives Matter bailed him out, and the narrative seems to be that this guy is just a troubled civil rights activist. We need to be patient with him, so on down the line. It's a pretty remarkable story.
It really is. This doesn't happen for everyday Americans. Although, I mean, there's a lot of discussion right now about bail reform and what's going on. But this is a radical case in point that is just brain bruising for people that want to reason this. This is, what kind of America are we living in? I mean, some have suggested that we're in a post-constitutional America. Do you think that there's validity to that?
No, I don't think we're in a post-constitution. Well, first of all, to some extent, it depends where you live. I mean, there are very few large, almost entirely left-wing. I can't think of a large red city other than Jacksonville. But there are a few large cities where you are going to see local government getting arrogant enough to attempt to put limitations on some of the constitutional rights and protections, like the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the famous case, D.C. versus Heller, actually targeted Washington's crazy gun laws, where you could only have a certain number of weapons, and weapons and ammunition had to be stored separately, and guns had to be held in locked, fingerprint open cases and things like this. That's the last, maybe a slight exaggeration. But I mean, I think there are areas of the country where you might find some of your freedoms have been limited. But no, America as a whole, I don't think is a post-constitutional country. I don't think if you talk to people in Louisville, for example, a very racially and economically integrated city, you're going to find more than 5% support for a quote-unquote national divorce or anything like that. But I do think that the story here is so remarkable for a lot of reasons. And one of them is kind of the approved narrative privilege, you could call it. I mean, this guy is an upper-middle-class guy, obviously. He's a guy who's advancing what's currently the popular narrative in the country, this sort of BLM racial reckoning stuff. And, I mean, the thing that's so remarkable about this is that he got bail.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think that's what a lot of people are pointing to, and people are just even joking about this. I went to the barbershop yesterday, but it's like, this guy shot the mayor? How'd they let him out of jail?
Right.
But bail was $100,000. I guess bond was $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So BLM Louisville, I mean, they just went online and they raised this amount of money, which isn't very much money. I mean, that's a $5,000 or $10,000 bond is what you might be paying if your buddy was arrested for domestic violence, unfortunately, or something like this. So it's a pretty surprising case. I mean, and I think to some extent it's going to be up to the victim how seriously he decides to go after this. I mean, obviously with a word from him, I mean, think about this, but the prosecutor could be motivated to seek 20, 30 years. But will that happen, or will we see this treated almost as a lark? Like, oh, he had a mental health issue and no one has really heard. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, what seems to be the case across the country with some of these progressive progressive prosecutors and that is that they seem to not want to deal with these because of, there's still such an overflow and a backlog of cases dealing with COVID. Oh, yeah, by the way. And, it's like, okay, do I need something else? Is this innocuous? Okay, nobody really they got shot at. They could talk their way around it. And, I mean, there's some cases that I know of these exactly, Will, where judges have told prosecutors, get that out of here. I don't want to deal with it. It's nobody got shot. Let's move on. They only got shot at. Right now it's brain bruising for me when I think about it. And this, the fact that you have somebody, like you say, this guy's shooting, thank God he's a terrible shot and nobody was injured. But, boy, I come from the school of thought and respect for my Second Amendment right that if you you send a round down the you know down range, you own that round. In this case, not so, I guess. What can you say? We've got more from Dr. Will Riley. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. If you're hearing us over the weekend as we replay on Radio America, we're thankful for this network and their independence. You may hear us on a delayed at a different time, but know that we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezLive.com is where you can go for more information. We're talking right now with a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. It will. I had a discussion with Jason Riley in his new book, The Black Boom, and as I got my copy, and I see that you and Juan Williams did Point Counterpoint as part of as part of the book, which I thought was quite interesting. Which part of the topic was was how the economy had improved and done so much better for minorities, Black and Hispanics, under Trump policies versus Obama. And it was interesting. I mean, Juan Williams, of course, we've known him for a long time, and he frustrates me at times, but I do want to listen to him to hear, okay, help me understand how he, arrives to certain conclusions. But it was, when I read your section, then I was able to rearrange my mind again, and I was thankful for what you said.
Yeah, well, the main thing I think Juan and I disagreed on. So first of all, the book's called The Black Boom. It's Jason Riley writes a lot of great short books that are kind of on the letters to a young conservative front. They're just ways to look at atypical topics that don't get a lot of media coverage. This one is talking about the Donald Trump economy. And I think everyone accepts that Trump was, if nothing else, a businessman. His economy was pretty good pre-COVID. That's the reason he wasn't reelected. But one of the things Jason points out is that this specifically helped minorities, especially Black people, who tend to be concentrated in blue-collar jobs, who tend to be concentrated in urban areas, a few professional fields, so on down the line. And the economic boost caused by some of those policies, like manufacturing in America, for example, was pretty significant. Like, Black unemployment was cut by 15.4% under Trump. Mm. And in my essay, I make the point, when people ask why Republicans started getting more of the minority vote, I mean, Trump got 12% of the Black vote, which doesn't sound like a lot. It's pretty good for a Republican, around 20% of Black men. You're talking around 40% of the Hispanic vote when we saw the final numbers in 2020. The reason for that isn't sort of like bamboozling or, minorities think the Democrats are racist, too. It was that these Black and Hispanic business people had just voted for Trump. They liked his policies. Exactly. They didn't care what he said on Twitter. So that was the point of the book, and I agree with that. But I also mentioned that Jason Riley is a little sympathetic toward illegal immigration. He wrote the book called Let Them In, which famously argues that it's sort of the inspiration for Matt Yglesias' 1 billion Americans, I think. But sort of argues that we should open the borders, let people in, because everyone who takes a job here also creates a job. And I'd say that I don't think Trump was as harsh on illegal migration as people generally say. We've also seen massive legal immigration lately, and I argue that did have a wage-depressing effect. Mm-hmm. And just one more sentence here. One of the things that's constantly said on kind of the political left is that wages for the average working man, like the head of a household and a blue-collar job, have been increased since 1973. And I actually, this is one of the things I kind of lean left about, that I have sympathy for that guy, like the Ohio steel worker or whatnot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the reason that they give, which is like corporate corruption or something, is the reason for this. I think that since the 1970s, I mean, the new immigration acts were passed in 65 and 69. Feminism started late 60s. I think we've seen a lot of people flood into the workforce. So, I mean, for many jobs, you have obviously women, which certainly can't do anything about that legally, but you have legal immigrants, illegal immigrants. You have twice as many pairs of hands going for the same mid-level position in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. And this just really isn't discussed. So I make this point that immigration drove down the quote-unquote Trump boom, and it certainly had a much more massive effect on a potential Obama boom. And Juan, as I recall, I haven't read his essay since vetting it 6 months ago, but he disagrees with that. He says that the Trump boom was overstated. It was a continuation of the Obama boom. It was an echo. And he says that immigration has pretty much just a positive effect.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you have to forget what Barack Obama himself said as he was exiting and completing his administration. He clearly said that the best you could hope for, GDP-wise, was somewhere 1.8. That Donald Trump's assertion of anything above 2% in talking 3-4% was totally ludicrous, that wasn't going to happen, that the economy had matured itself, and these other headwinds were going to be problematic. Of course, Trump comes in, he frees the market, takes out regulations. He levels the playing field. He goes after these things that were impeding, you know, some of these international agreements that were faux agreements that were injuring the American worker, and basically just said, hey, look, if you want to go back to work, the gates are open, go enjoy yourself, because, you know, we find that when people are working, that's when they're most fulfilled and they're happiest. And for 3+ years of this administration, people were pretty happy with the policies and the results. And this is why I asked in a column one time, you know, who told you to hate Trump? Because, you know, but the thing is, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of people, a lot of minorities, practically, including Kanye West, looking at the practicality of these policies, saying, hey, he's our guy. I mean, you know, we just had a black president who came in. That was also Jason's premise that he wrote in his book, The Black Boom, was that you would think when you have a black president, there were going to be so many positive things for minorities. But it was almost the opposite that occurred.
Yeah, I mean, so Barack Obama, actually, I mean, I have a lot of issues with Barack Obama, but his economy, the USA has been pretty successful economically, really, since Clinton Gingrich in the 90s. And before that, we're the most powerful country in the world. So Obama's economy wasn't a complete disaster either. I mean, Obama and Bush did deal with the Great Recession through 2007, 2009. But, I mean, the point that Jason makes is that Barack Obama was an intelligent guy, and he gave economic predictions going forward. He predicted about 1.6 to 1.8% year-over-year GDP growth.
Right.
And when Trump came forward and said 3% or 4%, everybody laughed at that. And then Trump got very close to those totals. He got 3.1%, that kind of thing. So it is worth saying, well, there was a Trump boom in addition to whatever boom we saw under Obama. And that was the theme of the book. I don't know if there's that much more to say there.
I would hope that we would draw some lessons out of this. I mean, why are we reproducing the wheel every time a new administration comes in for the sake of, you know, political gain? I mean, we've got enough empirical evidence to say, look, when you do X, you get X. And, you know, there's certain causal relationships here. I always felt, which challenged me, Professor, was with Barack Obama, we lived in the realm of the theoretical so often. And I'm going, wow, sounds like a nice theory. Okay, well, you're the president. We'll try. Well, you know what? It's not working. Let's do something else. And something about the free market, it runs itself. If you let it run free, and I'm not saying run free hapless and, you know, break all kinds of laws or anything like that. Yes, there has to be some measured constraint. So understand what I'm saying here. But, you know, I think men getting into thinking that somehow they can control humanity and individuals, I think is a bit ludicrous and too optimistic.
Yeah, well, I think there are two levels there. I mean, first, obviously, so you're pointing out two of the big flaws with kind of technocratic leadership. The first is, I think, extraordinary arrogance. Like, what is it the general said during Vietnam? We are the glittering young ones, the best and the brightest, and we're here to save the world.
Yeah.
And then, you know, despite heroic effort from the boys, I mean, we lost the war. Yeah. So there's this remarkable arrogance. Barack Obama once said that his climate change policy was something like, I will push back the rising seas, you know, talking like King Canute. So you see a fair bit of this, but I think that a deeper level is that because of that arrogance and because of that desire for originality, and you certainly see this in the social sciences, too, in terms of what gets published in journals and this type of thing, There is this wheel recreation. I mean, the reality is that pretty simple things like letting the market run mostly free, having cops on the street patrolling so that people aren't out there casing the stores, you know, encouraging dads to stay with their kids via, you know, a real child support system, and for that matter, the church, so on down the line. Like, those things work pretty well, and they're never going to stop working. So continually trying to reinvent them is usually pretty pointless.
I think so. I would agree with you, and we'll leave it at that and let people ponder on it. The professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilford Riley. Thank you, Will.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 17712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, under the financing law, number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
War has broken out in the Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot as roughly 3 million people try to flee Russian hostility. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the hastened UN emergency meeting last night.
Russia has brought its people, the Ukrainian people, and the world to the brink of a conflict that will produce an untold amount of human suffering. Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden has condemned Putin's deadly actions in Ukraine and vowed to unload severe sanctions against Russia and its leadership sometime Thursday. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor going to join us, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Lots to talk about, including, you know, hey, look at the return of Hillary. Really? Seriously? Could there be a rematch in the offing here? You know, one more time, Trump versus Clinton, number two, why not? Is she really thinking about running in 2024? That was quite interesting the other day as she kind of straight-armed the questions from the media, and even in her presentation to in New York to the Democrats there, and blaming Fox News for, you know, what the Durham report was presenting and what they showed us last Friday. It wasn't Fox News. It was the Durham report. You know, Paul, I guess you got to somehow try to, pin the tail on the donkey, put conspiratorial hats on everybody. But, you know, once again, she's in the midst of these things that, you know, that just have you scratching your head and going, wait a minute, you know, what the Clinton campaign has done, which we've known about for a long time, was just a matter of, you know, when we were going to know the truth. And even still, there's still a lot more discovery. And it would appear that Durham is, dotting his I's and crossing his T's.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. I mean, look, it's with Hillary, it's not going to matter. I mean, there could be video of Hillary quite literally sticking a dagger in the back of Donald Trump, pulling it out with blood dripping on it, laughing, right?
Yeah.
Riding off on a broomstick, and CNN would ignore it.
Yes.
MSNBC would ignore it. The entirety of the media would ignore it, other than Fox News. I mean, who knows? Maybe Google, Twitter, the others would slap any reports on it with a tag of misinformation, right? Mm-hmm. Video not true.
Right.
So, you know, she knows that she can do anything that she wants, and she's going to get cover for it. And, you know, Trump can point out the truth about what happened and claim vindication, but But all the people out there in the liberal media, they won't pay attention to it. I remember when the story first hit, and I went to, it was all over Fox, it was all over Breitbart, and it was quite literally not to be found. And the website of CNN, the website of MSNBC, liberals love lying to themselves.
Exactly.
They just love it. They love it. It's the best way that they can remain liberals, and they can, you know, they can cover their eyes and their ears, and then when somebody on the right brings it up, they could accuse them of conspiracy mongering and anything else. It's just a wonderful, you know, cocoon to be a liberal.
But it's so
reality.
It's so unintelligent. After everything is all said, I mean, because you really, this is a self-inflicted stupid wound that you do to your own brain that you do this. And this is purposeful on their part, and it's sad. I mean, I feel for them because, you know, the fact of the matter is, Paul, is I want them in the discussion. You know, I can't do this by myself. You know, I want them to be part of the discussion because it's always better when you have both sides participating in the resolution here. But when they're all right in their own mind and everybody else is all wrong, well, then, you know, what can we do? Everybody's just frustrated over this deal. And this is a sad, sad commentary. But I'm telling you, there's a lot to appreciate here with Durham. And hopefully Durham can stay true to his charge for the American people's sake. And what we're learning here is, again, and I'm writing a commentary on this right now, Paul, is that, you know, there's a good chance that we'll have a red wave. All projections are that there will be a red wave in the midterms. And the Republicans have a favorable opportunity to take over the Senate and the House. That's a lot of power against especially a very weak Democratic president. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy's already, he's coming out beating his, oh, we're going to have this kind of investigation. We're going to have this kind of hearing. We're going to have that kind of hearing. Stop. I don't want to hear about hearings because all you guys do is you get together, you waste the people's money, you get all this pontificating going. There's, you know, the Democrats give their point, you give their counterpoint. There's no, it's just mass confusion. No, if you're going to do something of any consequence, get a special prosecutor on this deal. Let's get a special prosecutor and what happened in, with the elections and how it carried over into the January 6th event. Instead of just this faux, you know, committee stuff that we're having to endure at the people's expense, which is absurd because it's not even properly represented, again, to our earlier point, by the other side. This is handpicked by Nancy Pelosi. You've got two rhinos that are supposedly representing, you know, Republicans. Well, everybody knows it's a joke, you know, and so let's just put our effort, get a special special investigator in there, have them look into it and move on. And then if you want to have a special, if you want to look into Hunter Biden, same thing, get a special prosecutor. Do not go and do this on the floor of the Senate or Congress because it's a big waste of time.
Yeah, well, that's how Democrats prefer to do the stuff. That way they can get TV cameras out there.
Of course.
And, you know, get their media out there. Yeah, it's ironic we're having this conversation, Bill, because last night here at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, we had Bill Barr here.
Oh, wow.
He gave our annual Reagan lecture, and I sat up there with him on the stage, as I do for this every year, and interviewed him. And because he worked for Reagan, but of course he went on to do so many things. He became Attorney General twice under George H.W. Bush and then Donald Trump. And he talked about the Mueller investigation and how much money was spent and how long they had to wait for that, how partisan it became. And then it was Barr who appointed John Durham Bill Barr appointed John Durham to do what he did. Mm-hmm. And for that, even with the Durham investigation, that was delayed by COVID for almost a year. And
well, I'll tell you, I'm surprised that his contract was renewed under Merrick Garland and Biden.
Right. Right. I was too. And Barr said something to the effect that it had to be because of, I don't understand the technicalities of this, but the nature of the type of position that he was appointed to. Mm-hmm. It had that credibility, that authority. But so much, you know, a lot of what happens with the Republicans once they get in and they get a majority is they spend a lot of time chasing after these.
Exactly.
If they would just do some really good legislative things.
And, exactly.
I mean, you and I are both old enough to remember Newt Gingrich and the contract with
exactly.
America.
Yeah, right. And why can't we revive that? Like, you know, just because it was a brilliant idea, they're talking about doing the same thing. But, hey, look, I don't care. Use the same language because it's a brand. And people understood what it meant based on its performance and what Newt Gingrich and the Congress was able to affect during that period of time. So why not use the same language, even if you say contract with America part due? I don't care, you know, why not?
Sure. Yeah. And remember, and what Newt had in that contract, so he had 7 specific items, and he didn't guarantee that they would all pass, but he promised there would be a vote on all 7 of them. And they were all like 70-75% plus issues, meaning they had that kind of approval from the American public going in. And in fact, I remember later, Bill, right, some liberals said, this is just political pandering. And Newt said, well, that's like saying Walmart is pandering to its customers, right, by putting stuff on the shelves that people want to buy.
Want to buy.
He's like, I plead guilty, right? That's we take 7 issues that people support. What's wrong with that? They're consistent with our conservative philosophy, and that's something they ought to do again. That's how you govern. And they want Republicans, if they get back in, to govern, right? You know, not to get back in and do what the Democrats do, which is scandal monger.
Exactly, because the fact of the matter is they're not very good at it. I'm talking about the Republicans. They don't have a Jerry Nadler that, you know, has no conscience, that can lie out his teeth, or an Adam Schiff, and just go on and get away with all this stuff. And oh, yeah, by the way, you don't have the legacy media, you know, giving you cover and putting out propaganda on your behalf. So let's just go in, like you said, go make things happen. And at the end of the day, let them argue because, oh, my goodness, you made America energy independent once again. Oh, you sealed up the border, and now we know how many illegal aliens are coming in, and you know our national standing and national security has been improved. Speaking of Barr, did Barr address at all the election? Because he pretty much made a statement that he thought it was a free and fair election. Does he still hold that? He still holds that opinion.
He did. He did, and a few people in the audience booed.
I bet.
But he made his case. Yeah.
Well, I want to hear more about that. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're coming to you live right now, as we do Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those that are of you who join us up on the weekend, it's a delayed broadcast, so we're not so live. So, but you can hear us live Monday through Friday, as I say, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, at BillMartinezLive.com. Continuing our conversation with Professor Paul Kengor, and he was saying that he was with Bill Barr, and, I think it's interesting, his comments, and he still holds that it was a free and fair election, and you had some grumbling there in the audience. People still not secure about this, and you and I've talked about before, is you have people that say, hey, look at they'll ask me and say, well, did you believe it's a free and fair election? I said, to be honest with you, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know, and the fact that probably a majority of Americans have their doubts, should we look into it? I mean, should we be concerned? Because by the way, we got midterms coming, and it seems like some of the problems. The voting machines, I didn't hear of anything being redone or them being taken offline to where they could, even though they said that they had no connection whatsoever with the Internet. Well, what's this wire? What's this modem all about? It's the big lie that keeps on, continuing. As Dinesh D'Souza told me a long time ago, after his experience in jail, he said what he learned from the cons is you never give up the con. And that's got, like with Hillary Clinton, it's like, wait a minute, do you think Hillary Clinton's going to come in? Yeah, you got me. You're right. I did. I destroyed evidence. I cheated. Yeah, I ordered the surveillance. I mean, like, she's going to have a Jack Nicholson moment with a few good men on the stand. She's going to be pressed. Her ego is going to get you can't handle the truth and admit to it. You really think that? No, that only happens in the movies.
Well, by the way, she did have one of those moments. Remember the whole "what difference does it make?" Remember
yes.
that,
right?
With
exactly.
With the whole Benghazi thing.
Exactly.
We got to remember too, the liberals who wouldn't allow any discussion of what happened in November 2020. They spent 4 years during the Trump presidency accusing Donald Trump of rigging the 2016 election with the Russians. it's like, wait a second, are we allowed to talk about rigged elections or not?
Yes, exactly.
For 4 years, it's all they talk about. And then Trump supporters in 2020, they're dubious about what happened. And if you even talk about it, you're canceled. you're done, right?
Yes,
you should
right.
never be invited to speak at anywhere ever again. Mm-hmm. I wrote pieces for American Spectator on the vote count in Pennsylvania in November 2020. And these are now haunting me. I know that people say, Kingler wrote this piece in November 2020. And they want to ban me from whatever. It's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the piece that I wrote about. It was a batch of votes. And this was, who was the guy who testified? He was there with Rudy Giuliani, and it was a Pennsylvania Senate hearing held by Republicans. The Democrats didn't even show up. They had to hold it at a hotel in Harrisburg, but the full Republican Senate committee group was there, and Doug was his name. We can't think of his last name. But he reported that in one batch of votes that came in Pennsylvania, the vote differential was 99.4% for Biden. And 0.6 for Trump. And this was this massive batch of votes. I think it was 17,000 votes. Mm-hmm. And when he said this, you could hear a gasp in the audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote in this piece, I said, is this true?
Yes, right.
Is this really true? And nobody even reported on it. Mm-hmm. I sat there and watched the hearings like a journalist would do, right?
Right.
3 or 4 hours sitting through this stuff. There was nothing about it in any of the Pennsylvania newspapers, nothing in the national media. And I just said, damn it, you guys, could somebody just look into this and tell them, is this true?
Exactly.
And you couldn't even ask the question with these guys. And I had somebody email me, one liberal, well, you know, if those votes came in from a certain section of Philadelphia, that could be true. I said, no, that you don't get 99.4 0.6 anywhere.
Well, it's kind of like what was it with Obama that one year? 58 voting districts there, 100% for Barack Obama.
Unbelievable.
Does that throw up a flag?
Not for the liberal. In fact, I'll never forget that there was a reporter who covered it, and she said, wow, they really love Obama, right? You know, 57,999 votes to one. They love Obama. You know, only a liberal could do something like that, right? But in Trump's case in Pennsylvania, if I remember this correctly off the top of my head, Trump got, I think, 18% of the vote in Philadelphia County, which was a heavily black area. Trump did really well.
Yes.
Trump did really well. So the idea that it'd be 99.4 to 0.6 is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So and here we are over a year after that claim that was made before a Pennsylvania Senate Republican group. We still don't know if that claim was even true.
Exactly.
The guy who alleged that could be off his rocker. I can see that. I know that. It could be. But what frustrated me is that no one in the liberal media would even cover it. They wouldn't even look at it. And some other numbers from 2020 also. And liberals, if you're listening, think about this, okay? Put yourself in the shoes of Trump supporters. Donald Trump in 2016 got 63 million votes, okay? 63 million. All right, writing it down, right? 63 million. 4 years later in 2020, he got 75 million votes. That is unprecedented in the history of America for an incumbent to increase his vote total like that and then lose.
Exactly.
Right. And lose to Biden by like 5 percentage points. And I know you want to, and I know everybody wants to say, well, Trump was hated that much.
Yeah, right.
I know that it's true. Biden wasn't liked that much. Biden got 81 million votes. Hillary got 66 million. But Biden now did that. But Biden got 81 million.
Barack Obama got what, 65, 66 million was the best he ever got?
Yeah, something like that. Remember, but
yeah, I mean, it was like a 10, 12 million difference. I mean, from this old white guy that had a hard time completing a sentence that didn't go out to campaign, but somehow we're supposed to be led to believe that that's the case. So let's move on and let's not talk about it and let's just accept it. And the problem is that when you have the policies and what this president has done in 1 year and how much pain he's rendered upon the American people, how he's brought inflation in, and his answer is to let's double down and forget about inflation. We'll buy our way out of it like that's ever been done before.
Yeah, and I'll say just to, you know, to give both sides here, you know, 81 million votes for Biden against 76 million for Trump. Could Biden have received that many? Well, look, Donald Trump, and I say this to Trump supporters all the time, is absolutely detested by over 50% of the population, right?
Yes.
And it's true. And I even said, you and I talked about this, Bill, that the trouble that Trump would have in 2020, in 2016, he was running against Hillary, who was hated even more than him, right?
If that was possible.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In 2020, Biden wasn't hated. And so a lot of people would probably be willing to vote for him just to vote against Trump. The other wild card in all of this were the mail-in ballots, right?
Yes.
And when you have people who can mail in ballots during COVID, and you and I talked about this too, the opportunities there for abuse, everything. This is why countries don't do mail-in balloting, right? Because, I mean, if you do want a scenario for massive cheating, or massive problems, let's even say that, that's it. I mean, that's tailor-made. And so all of these things for Trump supporters, you can't blame them for asking questions about their guy, for being skeptical, just like the liberals were with Hillary in 2016. So liberals, if you guys can do that, the other side can do it too, right? Don't throw a hissy fit and start jumping up and down and stomping like little babies. When someone else questions an election like you guys did for 4 years, right?
It's kind of amazing. They come up with this faux dossier. They cost this administration and the American people an incredible amount of money and happiness because they didn't like the outcome. And they follow this story that was created. Clearly, I think we know now, without a doubt, this was all jury-rigged by Hillary Clinton and her minions. And what they did, you know, and they talk like as if there's some sort of bastions for the sake of democracy, that Donald Trump threatened our democracy when she was doing the very thing that, you know, Donald Trump hadn't even thought about doing, you know.
The very thing that he said that she was doing, and everybody accused him of making things up. And I'll say this too here for liberals who are listening. Hey, yeah, you Bernie supporters, right? Remember how hot and angry Bernie supporters were that their election, their primary was being stolen by Team Clinton.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, everybody knows that the Clintons are crooked on this stuff all the way back to Arkansas. Democrats know this, right?
Yes.
Democrats know this. You really can't trust the Clintons. And don't put it past Hillary at all to do something like this. When Trump called her crooked Hillary, I mean, that wasn't coming from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Democratic Party has always known that.
Right, exactly. And here it is, what we knew even before 5 years ago. It's coming out slowly but surely. But, of course, as I said, you never give up the con. She'll hold on to it. And there will be people until the day they die still believe that Hillary Clinton is worthy of becoming a president of the United States. Whew. Scary stuff,
and
Paul.
And she's probably running again.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Stay tuned.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach